right, so now I'm with Stephen Powell of Barracuda Networks. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Okay, very good, very good.
So here is Steve at their booth. And, Steve, why don't you start off by telling our users who may not be totally familiar with Barracuda, what do you guys do?
Oh, sure, thanks. Well, you know, Barracuda Networks, we're probably best known as the worldwide leader in email and web security appliances. So we're probably best known from the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall and the Barracuda Web Filter, which are our best-selling appliances in the content security space. But, you know, certainly building upon a lot of the notoriety that we gained in the content security space, we've extended out to many other areas now. We offer both appliances and hosted services in a variety of other areas, which include networking. We offer a load balancer, a link balancer to aggregate multiple internet links, as well as remote access through an SSL VPN. On the storage and compliance side, we also offer a message archiver, as well as a hosted on-site, off-site backup solution. So a lot of different things in our mix.
Okay. Maybe we could focus on, I know, messaging and message archiving, email security. That's very popular. I know we get a lot of interest from our users on the site right now. What separates you guys from some of the competition?
Oh, you know, I think that's a great question. I mean, I think the you know, a lot of our notoriety has certainly come in the efficacy of our spam and virus filtering. You know, I think the key, you know, as things sort of continue to move forward, is that there's a dirty little secret about the spam and virus filtering business, and that is that the better you become at threat prevention, the more customers you can get. And what's really apropos in spam and virus filtering is that the more customers you get, the actual more visibility you get into new and emerging threats.
Mm-hmm.
And so the better at threat prevention you get, the more customers you get, the whole thing builds upon itself. And we happen to be really lucky at Barracuda Networks and growing very, very quickly. You know, Barracuda today has over 70,000 corporate customers in over 80 countries worldwide. Our customers span from small, medium business all the way up to government institutions, to educational institutions, to enterprises, even ISPs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge diversity of customers within our customer base who are all contributing threat data. And one of the things that we've done is through the course of our development, is built what we refer to as a purpose-built antivirus and threat prevention engine, which just tends to work a lot better than what some other guys are doing in terms of desktop threat prevention and retrofitting that for email usage.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you get is best-of-breed threat protection. At the same time, you've got dramatically different economics with Barracuda's solution, because unlike some of the other guys, we don't charge per-user license fees. And so what ends up happening, as an example, is a 500-person organization, they buy a Barracuda, you know, spam and virus firewall for $2,000 and a $500 a year subscription for that size company. You know, what you're talking about is just dramatically different kinds of economics from other folks in the industry, which is a big reason why we've had a lot of commercial success and a big reason why we're able to capture so much threat data.
Sure.
So it all feeds upon itself.
Sure. So before we started recording here, we touched upon PCI compliance, and I know that I had brought up that an issue that we're seeing is that there's been a lot of backlash on this Heartland payment system.
Sure, absolutely.
How they were supposedly PCI compliant, but it was only, you know, for one point in time, and after that point in time, you know, they fell out of compliance. How do you deal with PCI compliance and ongoing compliance?
Well, it's all about process. I mean, PCI certainly is a whole set of standards that there are 12 standards in particular. Probably the ones that Barracuda plays in most often are requirements 4, 5, and 6. And these are all driven by policy. Probably the latest ones, and most, you know, most relevant to where folks are today are some of the changes made with PCI 1.1 and 1.2 with respect to requirement 6 and application security. You know, it turns out that while you know, PCI requirement 1 was about network, securing your network against vulnerabilities, you know, put in a firewall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what requirement 6 was really about was saying, hey, now two-thirds of the threats that actually hit our technology are not network-based, they're application based. And so there's kind of two ways that you can go about ensuring that you have an ongoing protection for your applications. One is that you can run code audits and security reviews through auditing agencies on a continual basis every time you change your applications. Or what you can do is you can put in web application firewall technology that will protect your applications on threats even when those applications change.
Sure.
And so what we've been a big evangelist of at Barracuda Networks is web application firewall technology. We bought a long-time leader in this space. It was a company called NetContinuum, who was founded back in 1999. So they've been in application security, since the advent of application security.
Sure.
And we brought a lot of experience with a lot of banking clients that we've been working with over time. And really, the whole strategy of deploying web application firewall technology is to keep that protection of all the levels of protection against application vulnerabilities alive, even as your applications change. And while I'm never going to be an evangelist of completely eliminating your security audits, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can certainly reduce the frequency, and with web application firewall technology, increase your protection and reduce the frequency of your audits both at the same time.
Okay. Good answer. Well, shifting gears just a bit, let's talk about the economy. So I've been speaking with a number of vendors. Some vendors say, hey, we're seeing more interest from prospects. Others are saying, we're helping prospects do more with less. What's your standpoint?
Certainly it's been a challenging time for many Barracuda customers. I think that, I myself have gotten some advice very early in my career, which is where there is chaos, there is opportunity.
Yeah.
And certainly we've seen IT organizations not only do things defensively to save costs, but also just look at more strategic ways to handle their ongoing needs. And certainly, we talked a little bit earlier about pre-user license fees. There's the ability to sort of structurally get yourself off pre-user license fees with solutions like Barracuda. But moreover, it's an opportunity to revisit some architectures in the network that were just simply too costly or complex to maintain. And so what we're seeing right now is a drive back toward simplicity, a drive toward more modern architectures. And if you can do that all while saving money at the same time, you can look at it both as a positive or a negative. The negative is our budgets are getting cut. The positive is that, hey, we have an opportunity to relook at ways we do that. And I think that a lot of people are turning to Barracuda Networks as a partner to really help them do that.
Very good. Good answer. Last question for you before we go. For our users that couldn't make it out to the conference this year, can you leave them with either a bit of advice, words of wisdom?
Yeah, I think that it all comes back to working with folks who can actually work with you in a time of recession. I mean, one of the things that I don't want to do, anybody to think about, is sort of doom and gloom associated with what's going on in the business environment and what's going on in the economy.
Yeah.
It's just a time to be very realistic, and it's a time to choose the right partners who can not only help you get through it, but again, to use what the environment and the changes in the environment is a real opportunity to move forward.
Okay. Once again, with Stephen Powell of Barracuda Networks. Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.